How would you like some strategic methods to borrow money you didn't know existed if you want to borrow money for your property deals? Eric Mitchell will tell us how to do it. And what's so special about Eric is that he's the author of the newly released book, The Why of Money, an introspective look at how to get out of your own way and finally earn what you deserve. Eric is also the Chief Revenue Officer of Client Direct Mortgage and oversees all business development strategies for their 200 plus employees nationwide. So, Eric, tell us some exciting and strategic methods that property investors didn't know existed for borrowing money.
Property Wealth Strategies podcast with Lily Patrashko shares world's most influential property investors, sharing their strategies for making money with property.
I would love to, and I'm excited to be here, Lily, and thank you for the time. So there's a lot of misnomers in the real estate investing community. They talk to two or three loan officers at two or three different companies, and then they get a feel for what are the parameters, what do I need to do to be able to do a fix and flip or a ground up construction, or I need a bridge loan to get me from this property to that property, or I'm doing a 1031 exchange, and this is how a 1031 exchange works. The challenge is, if you think of the mortgage industry, think of it very similar to the real estate industry. So real estate agents, statistically speaking, I'm just going statistically speaking, but 80% plus of real estate agents nationwide earn an annual income below the poverty line. And so if you're talking to real estate agents, the majority of them, do they know what they're doing? If they're earning an annual income below the poverty line, are they good at being real estate agents? Probably not. And so I'd say the same statistic is with mortgage loan officers. And so the vast majority of them can't tell you what the guidelines are because they've never read them. And so I have this weird photographic memory. People ask me how I do it all the time, and I wish I could explain it. My brain just seems to memorize guidelines, matrices, and I can have instant recall. And so I'm able to see anomalies in the guidelines, specifically Wall Street secondary market guidelines, and I see missing pieces, and then I validate, you've got a section here that's missing. Is that on purpose or is that a typo? It's like, nope, that's on purpose. We don't care. It's like, you sure? Can I get that in writing, please? And so I validate the information, and then I create underwriting guideline images that I push onto my website so that borrowers can see, the anomalies. Like, did you know you can do this? Did you know you can do that? I was like, wait, what? How do I do that? And so here's one example. And it's this one specific example is typically for real estate investors who buy real estate on the courthouse steps, right? So it's a tax foreclosure, some sort of county or city foreclosure of some kind. And so you're showing up to the courthouse steps with cash. That's it. You like literally cash, cashier's check, but there's no, you can't borrow. Because it happens too fast, right? And so where the frustration is for the real estate investors, so they're buying, let's just say the property is worth $450,000 market value, but they're on the courthouse steps buying it for $300,000, right? Because they show up with cash, they get it for $300,000. 99.9% of lenders are going to say the value of that property is what you paid for it until you own it for 12 months. When you own it for 12 months and a day, now we'll use the market value, the appraised value. And so, okay, but I'm a real estate investor. I just tied up $300,000 of my own cash and I can't get it back or the majority of it back for 12 months, right? That doesn't feel good. And so, but there's an anomaly in Wall Street where, whoa, if you structure it this way, you actually can use the appraised value the next day. You can do a cash out refinance. So if it's worth 450, the appraiser says it's worth 450. We validate it's worth 450. You can get all of your $300,000 cash back the next day. Now, I don't want to say the next day because it takes us a couple of weeks to do underwriting and funding, normal mortgage process, right? But within 2 weeks, you're getting all your cash back, and so you can go do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again. We don't need tax returns, right? It's based on the prop. We're looking at the property. We're lending to your LLC. All that's in play. And so it's a really innovative strategy for investors that are paying cash for properties. How do I get my cash back to do it again? Cash back to do it again. And so instead of doing one deal a year, I'm doing one deal every 2, 3 weeks. Right. So that's one of them. Another example would be fix and flip, right? Most real estate investors say, well, I have to make a down payment on the property. I have to have a little bit of skin in the game with the rehab work. It's like, no, first-time investors. Well, we can lend you 100% of the acquisition, 100% of the rehab. It's all based on what the finished value is going to be. Do you have the city permits if permits are needed, or is it just cosmetic? Right. If you need city permits, hold on. We don't know what you're going to do if you don't have city permits. Same with ground up construction. But then it's a matter of helping real estate investors understand how to scale, right? I see a lot of real estate investors, they will buy one property and then they have to figure out what to do with that property, and they hire their subcontractor for that one property, and everything's custom done to that one property. Okay, so they're doing maybe one deal a month or one deal every couple of months because they have to custom do everything. Then I see other investors, and they'll do a deal with a modular builder. They'll create a set floor plan that they like, and then they'll just buy infill teardowns, right? And build the same house over and over again. And it's modular, so they just ship it in. It's there in 90 days. They're in and out of new construction deals in 90 days, and it's just the same house over and over and over again. And they're building, two a week, right? Because they've created a system. And so it's just a matter of understanding how to be innovative and how to learn, unique strategies on how to leverage capital. And what we try and specialize in is helping people leveraging that capital to maximum value to grow their business.
Thank
Does that
you.
help?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So tell us more about that. Like, tell us more of these strategic methods that most investors don't know about to borrow money. Is there anything else that you can share?
Oh my God, there's
Everything's top
dozens and
secret.
dozens. Dozens and dozens of examples. I'll let you know some of my favorites where I watch investors, really just crushing it. And so if someone's buying a primary residence, right? And so, okay, I'm an investor, I'm going to buy this property. Wait a second, if I buy the property, I can sell it to an end user. They can take out the financing to renovate the property the way they want. They can pick out the flooring and the cabinets and the whatever, right? I just mark my profit in, but I don't have to do any of the work, right? They can use my subs, but now they're taking out the finance because I'll lend all of the money to buy the house, all of the money to renovate the house if it's a primary residence all day. And so you're buying a property for 300,000, right? You want to make $50,000 profit, so that's 350. So you're selling the house to the end buyer for 350 plus the cost of renovation, right? You got your 50, but you didn't have to do any work, you didn't have any risk. Right. And so they're paying 350 for the house plus the cost of rent. Let's say the renovation is 100,000. So we're appraising the house as finished, not as is. And so we're giving the client all the money, the consumer. And so now you don't have a loan in your name as an investor. You got your profit. You got out of the deal. You didn't have to do any of the work. I love watching real estate investors do that. We've even got a program where the consumer buyer can buy the house, renovate the house, and not have a payment for 12 months, right? And so you make it really attractive to the consumer buyer to come in and I know that if I'm buying a house and it's in the right neighborhood, it's in the right school district, but I'm getting a deal on the house because it's needs help, but the bank's going to lend me all the money to do it the way I want. That's exciting to some people. Oh my God, I get to build it the house the way I want. We've got another program where if the house doesn't have solar, the consumer buyer can buy the house, put solar on the house, and they actually end up with a $35,000 credit at closing. Like they're paid $35,000, at closing just for putting solar on the house. And so there's all of your down payment closing, like you get this monster credit. So there's pretty cool stuff you can do from that standpoint. DSCR, a lot of, so the phrase DSCR has a, there people make these assumptions. So DSCR stands for debt service coverage ratio. It means typically to most investors, lenders, that we're just looking at the property. We're not looking at your personal situation, right? So your personal tax returns don't matter. We're just looking at the cash flow of the property. But sometimes, like especially in California, it's hard to make that property cash flow without making a very big down payment, right? Like 30, 40% down payment minimum typically. And sometimes somebody wants to make less of a down payment. Okay, well, we can stack income to help you qualify. We'll take the property and we'll take other sources of income you might have, right? Assets, tax returns, whatever. We can stack the income to help you qualify for more, and so you can put less of a down payment on the property if it makes sense, right? And so there's really innovative ways that we can help people borrow more, leverage more without getting them in trouble. Like we don't want to get anybody in trouble, right? We don't want to have another 2008, 2009 on our hands, right? Nobody wants that. But as long as it's logical and it makes sense and there's a story behind it, we can really get creative and innovative for real estate investors to leverage and build their business a lot faster than what they think is possible. Oh, you're muted.
Tell
There
us
we
about
go.
your journey of how you leveraged strategic methods to borrow money for your own property deals, and how did you start doing that, and how did it pan out for you or some of your students?
Yeah, for me, I have a partnership with a modular builder, and so that I participate in the infill, right? We identify properties that need to be leveled, right, torn down, and then we restructure the lot, the pad. I focus solely on Southern California, so I'm one of those Southern California. I know there's a lot of people talk, oh, you should buy in Indiana, and California is not a rental friendly state. It's like, well, yeah, we're not holding onto the properties. We're buying, building, and selling. And so we focus a lot on infill. So inner city tear downs, redeveloping the community, structuring it so that it's affordable housing, right? We're not building mansions, right? We're building typically threeplexes and fourplexes on single lots. And we're doing it in a cost-effective way, so that our sales price at the end of the day is we're really trying to help with affordable housing.
Thank you. Tell us more about your journey of how did you start doing this and why did you start doing this?
Well, you watch your customers making a lot of money. I'm like anybody else, right? I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Like, can I do this? And one thing led to the next, and got partnered up with the right people and learned from the right people and just went to the next step naturally. I believe that we're all a product of our environment, right? You can give yourself all of the accolades you want in the morning in the mirror, right? But if you're in the wrong environment and you're around the wrong people, those self-accolades are not going to go anywhere. I compare it to having a fish in a bad fish tank. You're in a bad fish tank. I don't care what's gonna, you're gonna have troubles, right? And so let's get you to a new fish tank, and then you can thrive. And so who are you surrounding yourself with? Are they successful? And can you learn from them? And and these are all cliches, but right, if I'm the smartest person in the room, I'm in the wrong room. Find a new room. And trying to focus your daily activities on surrounding yourself with those people.
Thank you. Tell us about some of your most successful case studies of deals you've done or entrepreneurs you've worked with that have had success with your methods.
Yeah, I mean, in California, there's a lot of our customers are making a lot of money with ADUs, so additional dwelling units.
Okay.
And so the state of California passed a law. So it's basically if you own a single family home and your backyard has enough space to put an ADU in your backyard and it complies with city ordinance, the city can't stop you, period. Right. And so all of a sudden, the city can't stop me, right? I still have to get my permits, right? But the city can't refuse the permits. And so a lot of homeowners in California are building ADUs on their properties, right? Just because of population density. And so, a lot of our customers are primary residents, but they're building an ADU in their backyard that might be one or two more units on their property, and then either holding onto it as a rental, buying their next home, right, or selling the property now that they've increased the value. Because you look at my cost of construction, and cost of construction in California is high, right? I'm going to say numbers that, like, if you're living in Indiana, you're probably like, wait, what? So yeah, that's what it costs here, right? My cost of construction here is anywhere from $300 to $400 a square foot, not including the dirt. That's just the cost to build the structure. Now in middle America, it's nowhere close to that, but our cost of labor, cost of everything here is just so much more. And so, but if my neighborhood is selling for $800 a square foot and I can build in my backyard for $400 a square foot, that's instant equity. Like, I just made money by doing this, right? I made $400 a foot if I sell this property. So why wouldn't I do that? Should. You absolutely should do that. Right? The city can't stop you. And so a lot of times we've got primary residence people that are doing that and building their investment portfolio. That's their first investment property, is the house they live in, right? And they're designing it to be an investment property and then buying their next house afterwards. Because you can leverage, you can borrow a lot more money on a primary residence than you can on an investment property. And so it's just easier, less expensive to do it that way. We've got a lot of clients that first-time home buyers, and instead of buying a single-family home and then trying to be an investor, they're buying a fourplex. Right? Their very first purchase, and a lot of times it's easier to qualify for a fourplex than it is for a single-family home because you can use the other three units' rent to help you qualify for that higher purchase price. And so they're becoming a landlord. And a lot of times, you can buy a fourplex with 3% down, 5% down, and you're buying a fourplex as a primary resident. Veterans and USDA loans, you can buy it with 100% financing, like no money in the deal. And so I live in San Diego, where we've got four military bases here, and so there's a lot of veterans here. And so helping veterans understand that benefit that comes to them is, it's very rewarding helping them build wealth from that standpoint. But even real estate investors, like if you understood that you can buy a single family home, fix it up, and add more units onto the same property, right? You take a single family home, turn it into a triplex by adding two more units on the property, you can build equity real fast, right? Now it depends on your market. If you're in rural Arkansas, it's probably not a good idea. Then, it's very geographic specific as to what's going to be the best strategy for that property. But there's a few more strategies from that standpoint. We've got a great program with an immigration attorney firm that allows for non-citizens, non-permanent residents, so people from other countries. They want to move to the United States, and they may or may not qualify for a visa, especially with what's going on, in our country right now, which I don't want to get into political debate. Just there's a lot of noise. But you can invest in real estate as a real estate investor, and if you structure your acquisitions properly, you qualify for a visa. You can live here legally just by buying real estate. And so we have a lot of fun with that immigration attorney firm and a lot of foreign national clients that are getting visas. And so that's really gratifying watching people getting a piece of the American dream and where
Wow.
they can't in the country they're from.
Amazing. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you. I was really fascinated by the methods that you shared for entrepreneurs and investors to borrow money that they didn't know existed. So, where can people go to connect with you?
Eric-Mitchell.com is my website, E-R-I-C hyphen, like a dash, Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L.com. And then the guidelines, all of these guidelines, plus many more, are on my website. If you go all the way to the bottom, it's the last button. It says Access to Secret Niche Guidelines. You click on it, it takes you to my Threads account, which is Facebook's version of X or Twitter. And then they're all by category. And then all of the guidelines, images are right there. It's all public viewing. Anybody can see it. But I try and post it so that it's easy to find, it's easy to understand, and you can read through them to ascertain, is there something here that benefits me and my family?
Thank you.
Follow me for more property wealth strategies.